Changing Words and Theological Adjustments. Our dear brother, Mike Owens, makes some pertinent observations regarding historical word meanings compared to modern usage. The word nice used to mean silly. The word awful conveyed full of awe. In Old English, the word wench meant a child. Centuries ago, clue was a ball of yarn, and naughty meant poor or possessing nothing. Sly expressed knowing and wise in the 13th century. A hussy was a housewife, while a cheater looked after the king's landholdings after his death. In our lifetime, we've seen the word gay change its meaning, while bad can mean really good. When studying the Bible, it's important to understand that words change. The word hell meant a place of protection or to cover as recently as the 1600s. In Proto-Indo-European, hel, H-E-L, was the root for helmet, hill, and hall. A hellurer placed potatoes under cover into the ground to grow. In the 7th century, Sheol and Hades were replaced with hell, which had a hopeful or positive sense at the time. Sheol and Hades simply meant a place of rest or waiting for resurrection. Other words have tremendously differing meanings than when they first entered English Bible translations, such as justice, judgment, eternal, and wrath. A careful reevaluation of the true meanings of these words will drastically change our understanding of modern theology.